hiding weapons in their butt. Anybody? Mauricio? No. I want to know who was the first guy to do it, right? And then who was the first cop to find something there? Because everything happens for a reason, right? But now they search you for weapons in your butt. Let me tell you something, folks. If you've never been in trouble with the law, you do something wrong, you get picked up by the police, you go straight to jail. They don't take you home and let you get ready. So basically, if you were going to have a weapon in your ass, it would have to be in there all day long. You know what I mean? I don't know anybody gets up in the morning, takes a shower, gets out, puts a tie on, grabs a 38, shoves it up their ass. All right, honey, I'm off to work. If I get in trouble, at least I'll be packing. Oh, yeah. Well, they look for drugs, too, which I can understand that. You know, people want to get high in jail and forget about it. I understand that. I could never do that. I could never sit in jail after a while. Hey, Holmes, guess what? I just remembered I got a joint right here. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, shit, that ain't it. Hold on a second. There it is. Yeah, I hit it behind the bazooka. They never saw it. Are you thirsty? Need a beer or something? Let me see what I got for you. Domestic, import, light, dark, tall, short, bottle, can, party ball, Zima, Snapple. Cappuccino. So be careful. Try not to go to jail and shit. I try to stay out of trouble now. I'm trying to raise a family here in L.A. It's tough, you know? They don't know it yet. I spot them from across the park, but... Little candy, they're mine. Now, I got a couple kids. I quit drinking because of the kids, too. I gave up drinking. I still drink beer, but I don't consider that drinking. I gave it up because I didn't want to get in trouble. I got pulled over drunk driving. It's not fun. People treat you like a fucking leper, you know. The problem is you never know you're that drunk. You get pulled over, the cop walks up to the car, you know. I get pulled over, he walks up to me and he says, do you realize it's against the law to drive with your car cover on? I'm like, shit, I thought it was foggy outside. Because when you're drunk, you always try to pretend like you're sober to the 10th power. You ever see those people sitting there at the wheel? You got Jack Daniels leaking out of your eye socket. Yeah. Trying to find the gospel station on the radio. Light up a cigarette, butt first. I offered him a beer. I figured I got two left out of the case. Then he gets pissed. Now, I respect the cops, but he yells at me, gets me out of the car, and he says, anything you say will be held against you. I said, all right, how about your wife's big tits? So... Yeah, it wasn't that funny at the time, but thank you. I wish somebody would have videotaped that beating right there, huh? Yeah, where were you when Whitey needed a check, you bastards? Left Whitey out in the rain. So be careful if you're drinking tonight and you're out there driving. Be careful. God bless you. They got the subway out here yet? Out here? The Metro, some bullshit? You ever ride that? Fuck, I wrote it the other day in L.A. It's like, holy fuck. These people must have a tough decision every morning. It's like, should I ride the subway or take a shower? Should I piss at home or piss in my pants and get on the fucking subway? Should I barf here or should I go? Enjoy your ride. The Metro Red Line. It just amazes me. And the job applicant, how do they get the conductor a job? How does that guy pass that fucking... It's like, okay, I'm here interviewing you as a conductor. How are you today, sir? Well, I'm fine. All right, let me hear you make an announcement. Hi, welcome to Metro. Thank you. You are now a member. Well, you guys have been fun. I get it back. I got a nice hotel here down the street. They got a book in the room. It's called Be My Guest. I was thumbing through it. It's a book about hotel etiquette. And I'm thinking a lot of hotels and motels have these books. You got to search for them. I was on the Motel 6 one time. They got a book on etiquette. I don't know, you got to look for it. It's called Please Don't Wipe Your Dick on the Drapes. Yeah. Yeah, I wish I would have found it earlier myself, but live and learn. But I stay in a lot of hotels, and they got a lot of amenities. You never have to leave the room. We got the, they got the 24-hour porno channel. I don't know who that's for. 24 hours of porno, please. After 3 minutes, I'm on the phone to the front desk. All right, I'm done. Yeah, you can shut it off now. I'm done. Hey, you guys got like a rollover minutes or something? Yeah, it's going to take me about 4 months to use up 24 hours of this shit. I'll tell you that right now. You can't do it, huh? Okay, send somebody up to clean the drapes then. All right, appreciate it. Thanks. Oh, it gets worse. Then, they got the internet. Anybody on the internet out here? Internet? Yeah, nobody, yeah. Okay, just me. Just me on the internet? Okay.
Yes.
You get all the email, enlarge your penis. You ever wonder about, where's the shrink your twat campaign? You know what I'm saying? Come on, ladies, help us out. We got an Audi, you got an Emmy. Come on, put some cotton in that motherfucker. That's all I'm saying. Thank you very much. That's the end of my presentation, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy the rest of the show. Good night.